One of my favorite places to study and read and write is a mysterious lake in East Texas known to have the largest cypress tree forest in the world. It is so inspiring looking at these ancient trees covered in Spanish moss and rising out of the quiet, still water. No matter the flood, drought, wind, or storms that seem to push against them, they stand resolute and strong, with their roots spread out wide towards the bayou that feeds them. Well, this meditation from Jeremiah chapter 17 will help you stretch your soul to feed on the living water of God. Pause your selfish striving to trust in resting beneath the shade in the divine wings of God. Start by taking a moment to settle and still your heart and center your breathing, maybe even your pulse, and allow your mind, body, soul, and spirit to be aware of God. Let your eyes slowly move from open to a soft gaze to gently closed as you rest here, trusting. This opening time of prayer is yours. Be content with what is available to you, depending on God, trusting in Him, calling to Him now in your way, using your words, and using your time. Pause if you need or want a little more time. Continue by responding now to this passage from Isaiah chapter 26. As I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, I trust in you. Trust confidently in the Lord forever. Lord God, I trust in you. Trust in the Lord God as your fortress, your shield, and your banner. Lord God, I trust in you. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. And Lord God, I trust in you. Spend a few moments now in silent meditation as the Holy Spirit aligns your mind with Christ, trusting and depending on God to nourish and sustain you. As you become more aware of placing your trust in God, begin to take note of how that feels. Scan your body and your mind for how it feels to depend on God and God alone. Ask too for the Holy Spirit to bring to mind any areas of self-dependence. Where in your life do you rely most on yourself to sustain you? Begin now to whisper the word trust as your sacred centering word. Whisper trust in God. Trust in God. As you seek to lay your strength before God, whisper the word dependence now too, once again as a sacred centering word. Note your feelings of sweet surrender as the Holy Spirit transforms your mind to trust and depend on the Lord God. Feel no shame or guilt of any feelings of independence or self-reliance. Certainly don't judge yourself for them, but simply note them. Don't focus on them. Only be aware of them for now. To just rest as the Holy Spirit makes you aware of the areas where you feel independent and self-reliant. Just note them and begin to center your thoughts back on trusting and depending on God. And now, become even more aware of your growing trust in God by noting your breathing. Center there. Take 3 slow, deep breaths from your belly. Full inhale and full exhale. Note how you can't really control or change the pace of your breathing voluntarily for long. You can for a moment, but eventually, your involuntary respiration system takes control. So center on your breathing. Trust it. Depend on it. Whisper trust and dependence as you breathe. Your thoughts will surely drift as you center, and that's to be expected. Once again, don't judge yourself for wandering. In fact, let the wandering be an exercise of returning to trust as you drift towards self-reliance. From divine dependence to independence, and back to dependence on God again. Take several moments allowing your trust in God to keep you centered on your dependence on Him as you breathe. Now, staying in this divine moment, listen carefully to the first of 3 scripture readings. Don't study them too closely, but simply be aware of the divine truth found in them for you through the Holy Spirit. Imagine this first reading as a personal letter for you from the prophet Jeremiah, someone well accustomed to fighting self-reliance. From Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7, from the New International Reader's Version. My dear friend in the faith, listen to the word the Lord gave to me for you and I, saying He will bless anyone who trusts in Him. He will do good things for the person who depends on Him. After that brief pause, what still remains of this passage in your mind? What truth is the Holy Spirit gifting you? Listen once more. But I will bless anyone who trusts in me. I will do good things for the person who depends on me. Rest here in the peace of knowing that you can trust and depend on God for all you need. Let that become your contemplation for this next minute. In this second, wider reading, note what feelings the Holy Spirit stirs within you as you listen to it as a prayer from the Holman translation. A humble prayer, a patient prayer, seeking the wisdom that you need. Dear Heavenly Father, I rejoice in the truth that you call me blessed when I trust in you, Lord. When my confidence is indeed in you, I will be like a tree planted by water, a tree that sends its roots out towards a stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes, and its foliage remains green. Like that tree, I will not worry in a year of drought, nor will I cease producing fruit. I rejoice in this truth and the confidence you give me to have faith in you, in your glorious name. Amen. What was stirred from within you? What feelings of trust and dependence rose to the surface of the quiet, still water of your mind? Well, for the next minute, meditate on these words. Allow this benediction from Jeremiah to become your prayer in your words, asking for the confidence to place your complete trust and dependence on the Father, Spirit, and Son. Listen to the passage now a third time. Listen for how you experience the passage. Let your mind drift through the imagery of your trust, the imagery of your dependence on God, now from the English Standard Version. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water, that sends out its roots by the stream, and does not fear when heat comes. For its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Where did your mind settle as you listened to this passage? Take a moment to reflect on which truth, feeling, and divine thought that you encountered most deeply. While resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, return once more to Jeremiah in his letter. He was warning the early Israelites of oncoming destruction if they didn't repent and end their self-reliance. Jeremiah calls out for the nation to turn back to God. So in your imagination now, turn your mind to the tree planted by water. See it there. The tree sending out its roots to trust in, to depend on, and to rely on the living water of God. Rest in the shadow of this resolute, strong, fruitful tree for a moment. And take a minute to contemplate what you can learn from this mighty tree. How can your life take on more of the look of this tree and less like the shrub that is constantly anxious about drought and oppressive heat. Take all the time that you need. He is in no rush, and you are safe here with God. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, whispered breaths of trust and dependence. Let that be your meditation. Lord God, I trust in you. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Trust. As you rely on God, become more aware of others you will surely encounter on your path today. Those fighting against self-reliance. Those seeking a safe harbor of trust. As you place your trust in God on the path that you walk, how might God use you to help another rely more deeply on the Lord? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, stay centered on placing your trust in the Lord. Be mindful of moments of divine dependence, for it will be then and there you will encounter the abundance and assurance of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to rejoice in the truth that He will call you blessed when you trust in the Lord. When your confidence is indeed in Him, you will be like a tree planted by water. So now may the assurance of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with the living water of God be what sustains you now and always. Amen.